This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. International Relations Committee of the Parliament directs government to resolve border issues with India through diplomatic and political talks. Home Minister Rambabu Thapa says government serious regarding border issue. Mountainous region witness heavy snowfall affecting normal life. The weather system to see gradual improvement from today. CIA files corruption case against Tatapani Revenue Office Chief Revenue Officer Krishna Bahadur Basnet on charge of amassing 56 billion rupees illegally. And British Prime Minister says Britain will leave Brexit, will leave the Europe on January 31st after his sweeping election victory. Now the news in detail. The International Relations Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to issue a map of Nepal specifying its territories Limpiadhura, Lipulekh, Kalapani and Susta at the earliest. The committee's meeting yesterday also asked the government to safeguard the territorial integrity of the country by removing Indian security force stationed on the areas and hold talks with the Indian government on the issue. The lawmakers attending the meeting suggested that the government hold talks with India at political and diplomatic levels at the earliest to strengthen Nepal's sovereign rights and ownership of its territories encroached upon by India. They also directed formation of a joint coordination mechanism comprising the Home Ministry, the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperative and Poverty Alleviation and Foreign Affairs Ministry and other concerned ministries. Speaking in the meeting, Minister for Home Affairs Rambabu Thapa said that the ministry was working to increase the security forces in the border areas. Similarly, Minister for Land Management Padma Arial shared that the initiative to resolve the border issues was going ahead positively. The secretariat meeting of the ruling Communist Party scheduled for yesterday has been postponed till December 14 due to the busy schedule of the leaders. The secretariat meeting held on December 9 had called yesterday's meeting to review November 30 by-elections results, discuss strengthening party organization and determine the agenda of the standing committee meeting scheduled for December 15. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against the Tatapani Revenue Office Chief Revenue Officer, Krishna Bahadur Basnet, along with his wife and his brother-in-law, on charge of amassing 1.56 billion rupees illegally. The CIAA lodged the corruption case at the special court in Kathmandu yesterday against them, accusing them of taking bribe from businessmen and revenue agents while importing goods from hidden parts on the border points. Home Minister Rambabu Thapa has asked the police department to be committed to their responsibility. He said even a small mistake of police might become counterproductive to the whole police department, the government and the state. Addressing a concluding session of the police inspector basic training in Kathmandu yesterday, he said police organization had an important role in realizing the country's goal of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. The minister also directed those police inspectors who have successfully completed the training session to discharge their duty with responsibility. Minister for Finance Dr. Yuvaraj Khatiora has said Nepal would be enlisted in the top 10 fastest growing economy in the world. The minister was speaking with a reference to the recent forecast made by the global renowned economic magazine The Economist, which has listed Nepal in the 8th position among the fastest 10 growers. Inaugurating the administrative building of Mechi Multiple Campus yesterday, Minister Khatiora said Nepal had a higher economic growth rate in South Asia, assuring that the positive results of the economic measures taken by the incumbent government would begin to be seen slowly. He shared that the budget were allocated to complete the development projects initiated by the previous governments. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Parbat Gurung and Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Masamichi Saigo held a courtesy meeting yesterday. According to the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, talks on bilateral and mutual cooperation were held during the meeting. On the occasion, Minister Gurung extended gratitude to the Japanese government for its cooperation for post-disaster reconstruction in Nepal in the wake of Gorkha earthquake in April 25, 2015. Minister Gurung also acknowledged the Japanese government's important support to Nepal in other areas of cooperation, such as agriculture, development of physical infrastructures, among others, and extended his gratitude for it. Nepal and France have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to establish the bilateral consultation mechanism at the foreign ministry level. The mechanism is aimed at reviewing the bilateral relations and sharing views on regional and international issues of common interest between Nepal and France on a regular basis, according to a press statement released by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Joint Secretary of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Nirmal Raj Kafle, and French Ambassador to Nepal, François-Xavier Leger, signed the Memorandum of Understanding on behalf of their respective governments. People across the country, including Kathmandu Valley, have been experiencing increased cold for the past few days. The weather has seen a change due to the influence of westerly winds changing the system of low pressure. Mountainous districts such as Monang and Mustang, Mugu, Bajura and others have witnessed heavy to moderate snowfall affecting the normal life adversely. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather would improve gradually from today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. After his sweeping election win, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Britain would leave the European Union on January 31st. He said they would get Brexit done on time by the 31st of January. The Prime Minister said he would take it his mission to work night and day, flat out, to prove that voters were right in voting for him this time and to earn their support in the future. Official results from Thursday's general election, a snap poll called by Johnson to break months of political deadlock over Brexit, showed his Conservatives had won 364 out of 350 seats. Turnout was 67%, approximately the same level as the previous general election in 2017. Thousands of students gathered yesterday at the India's federally run Jamia Millia Islamia University, raising slogans against the government as they began to march towards the parliament building about 12 kilometers away. Police barricaded the university's main road to block the march, but some of the protesting students climbed over the barricades, while others threw stones at the police officers, leading to the clashes. Police fired tear gas and used baton charges to disperse the crowd. Dozens of students were detained and taken away in police vehicles. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather would receive thundershowers at some places of the western region and light rain is possible at a few places of the eastern and central regions. Chances of heavy snowfall at some places of the western high mountainous region and at a few places of the eastern and central high mountainous region. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping, the headlines once again. International Relations Committee of the Parliament directs government to resolve border issue with India through political and diplomatic talks. Home Minister Rambabu Thapa says government serious regarding border issue. Mountainous and high hilly regions witness heavy snowfall affecting normal life. The weather system to see gradual improvement from today. CIAA files corruption case against Tathapani Revenue Office Chief Revenue Officer Krishna Bahadur Basnet on charge of amassing 1.56 billion rupees illegally. And British Prime Minister says Britain will leave Europe on January 31st after his sweeping election victory. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Now, next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.